Oh, yes, Channel 9 live and free. The finals, we're looking forward to them, and the best man for the job on the sideline. Love his work. Brad Fittler, good morning.
Good morning, gents.
Good to chat, mate. We saw a weekend of fantastic games. We've been talking about the wrong stuff all week, mind you, but we're looking forward to this weekend.
Absolutely. This is the next 2 weeks, I always saw, were for the fans, just give them that extra week to gloat when they go to the water cooler to get their drink. And, you know, I always just that anticipation of, you know, if you win this week, even if you're an underdog next week, you're only one win away from a grand final. So I always remembered as a player, a lot was said about the fans, about these couple of weeks. You know, just being able to give your fans another week to cheer.
It is funny, Brad, isn't it? It's just one more week, but it's still a special week, and the significance can't be lost, and the impact it has on your club, not only this season, but also next season.
Yeah, absolutely. The winning of these games gives you so much confidence going into the future, knowing you rose to the pressure and you held your nerve. And they're the things that actually make you a better player. When you actually feel, you know, when you do it in the moment, you give yourself a chance to go to that next level, start taking on bigger challenges. And that's why you always normally see teams that win grand finals sort of creep through the semis first. It's just as you go through those different levels of challenges. So, you know, no more than you look at the Penrith and, well, Parramatta this week, you know, sides that are looking to sort of climb their next ladder, their next rung on the ladder. And, you know, they're all really enterprising young players. So let's hope they can.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Let's run through the games tonight at Suncorp, Broncos, Panthers. Panthers are on a roll. Can they upset?
They can. It'll be interesting to see what Wayne does. I'll make sure I ask him tonight if he felt like he made a mistake last week and he had Meade and Kahu and Nikarima and Benji. And, you know, he had a bit of a jigsaw puzzle going there. And I wonder if he felt like he actually didn't get it right, or he just felt like the players didn't, you know, rise or sort of do their job well enough. And from a Penrith side, they're finding a little bit of momentum. I think Bryce Cartwright's making a huge difference. He just brings something different to a footy team that's really hard to defend against. And the way Nathan Cleary handled the, I suppose, the disappointment of being flogged by Manly the week before, and then just learning, you know, holding the nerve at that particular time, and that's what Anthony Griffin was talking to his players about, was that's what he thought they learned against Manly when they got flogged at Lotto Land, was, you know, although they were behind on the scoreboard, you know, the players panicked and didn't find that, you know, their kicking game fell away and they were getting dominated in the middle, but they could have sort of saved the game a little bit and weren't able to do it, which they did in the semi-final.
So do you believe Wayne when he says that Cody Nikarima will actually start this week at fullback and Benji Marshall will be the starting halfback, no Darius Boyd?
Yeah, I do believe it. He's been sort of... He gets cagey, but I also know he understands that players do read media and listen to media. And I don't think Wayne's ever been one to, you know, unless someone can handle it, and I know he's used Sam Thaiday to a degree, you know, moving him in and out of hooker and stuff like that. You know, Sam can handle, you know, that sort of banter and innuendo in the media. I'm not sure if all players can handle that, so... Mm. Yeah, I don't think he'd be playing too much with his own players' minds at this time of the season.
Yeah, Freddie, the Eels and the Cowboys, mate.
Wouldn't you love Jason Taumalolo's body?
Oh, I wouldn't like the food, Bill.
What would you do?
TK thinks he's got that body.
He should be off. He's unbelievable.
He is. Is he the best forward in the game?
Him. Oh, yeah, he's... You know, he's only young. And
he's amazing.
And you've got to, I don't know, you know, what sort of bloke, you know, he is, as in, is he a leader? Or I've got no idea. I don't really know him. He's just a really nice, approachable bloke. But he's just a specimen.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be cutting him open in the future when the time comes and
no worries.
Seeing how we make him, and I think a lot of us could look like him in about 80 years.
Yeah. Don't worry, they've got another specimen then.
Clone him.
Cohen Hess coming off the bench. He's huge now. But what I want to ask you is, Parramatta adult.
He's been made, I think.
Yeah.
He's like a, yeah. I think he's already come out of a lab.
Yeah, he looks like it, doesn't he? Mate, Parramatta $1.32, the Cowboys $3.50. I want to know, if you play Melbourne, if you take Melbourne to the line like Parra did, how hard is it to then pick yourself up, recover, and play the Cowboys team that won't go away? Will that affect Parramatta is what I'm asking you, their effort against Melbourne?
Nah.
Okay.
Just as long as they're healthy.
Right.
I'm not sure what Kayser Pritchard, where he's at the moment. I think he's on the extended bench. I know Cam Smith went down. Cam King went down with a shoulder injury.
Shoulder, yeah, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else was injured out of the game. I think they'll be better for the run. I see Bevan French is on an extended bench, and I think they're praying that they get through, because I think his defence on the right-hand side, just the way he works with Jennings, I think takes one of their weaknesses out. While Avar scored a couple of tries, I think the good teams will be able to find him out. You know, he comes rushing up and in, so he's either got to fix that or they might run with someone else. I just feel as long as they're fit and healthy.
Okay.
And so I think Cam King was the only one that really looked like he was a bit wounded out of that game.
Yeah. He also bends down to undo other blokes' shoelaces in the scrum, but that's another matter for another day. So you're tipping Parra. Are you going to tip Penrith or Broncos?
Well, yesterday I tipped the Broncos, but I didn't know Darius Boyd was out. So I'm quite happy I can actually follow my heart now and be confident enough to tip the Panthers. I thought up there, the ground's dry. It's been quite windy up there and it's going to be a pretty fast surface, which will help Brisbane.
Mm.
But I just feel the Panthers are a chance, and I feel Bryce Cartwright, hopefully he can bring some special, because he's going to have to.
Yeah. That's a good insight, mate. Now, when
do you think, Slat? More important, who do you two think?
Well, I am thinking I'm just going to roll with the Panthers because of the turnaround this season, just like the Swannies, and I'm going to go the Eels, mate.
I'm tipping both upsets, Penrith and the Cowboys.
Mm.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Geez, they've got good defence.
I admire bravery. They're very brave.
They aim up.
Yeah, yeah.
They aim up for each other. They're a very impressive group.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to be coaching them.
Now, Freddie, when are they announcing you as the Origin coach?
Well, I believe the chairman's on holiday, so I think they'll all come to a bit of a head soon, I'd say, in a couple of weeks. I think they've got a planned board meeting, and I think they're going to either come out with whether they come out with a coach at that stage or whether they come out and say they're going to talk to a few people, I'm not really sure what they're doing, but I'm sort of just keeping my hand down at the moment, Slats, and just going to wait to see what they're going to do, because there's a fair bit of thought you've got to put into a job like that.
Yeah. Do you want to do it though, mate?
Well, like I said, I thought last time when it was all done a long time ago, I was asked an impromptu question, would I do it? And I just naturally said, of course, I would. I'd love to.
Yeah.
And it then caused a bit of a situation where I thought it belittled the job a little bit.
Okay.
Although Laurie Daly did a great job, and I promised myself I'd never do it again. So I think I'll wait until see what the board do and see what sort of system they want or what sort of what the actual role entails. So I think I'll wait, mate.
Okay. Well, they're just, the chairman's away, mate, just thinking about the pay packet you've asked for.
Yeah, that's right. He's just,
is it worth it?
I don't think it pays as much as a morning radio DJ.
But you don't have to get up at 3:30.
Is there a spare seat in that little room of yours?
Yeah,
anytime, mate. Anytime.
I can't imagine you getting up at 3:30 every day, Brad.
But I'm up at 5 anyway.
5's all right.
I'm up with the birds.
Yeah, it's a good effort. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the chaos at Sydney Airport trying to get to Brisbane too, mate. There's There's chaos.
High winds, yeah. Good on you, Freddie.
Have a great day.